Good evening, welcome back to Psych Radio on this, the evening of July 12th, 2026. I'm your host, Psych Bomb, back again for another episode of Psych Radio. Thank you for joining me tonight. No news. I'm done with the news. We can forget about the news. We've all heard too much news too frequently, so from now on, no more news. Let's pretend as though the world doesn't exist outside of this little bubble of just us. So what have I been getting up to? Been playing Rhythm Storm lately. It's a Survivor's type roguelite. And don't laugh. Don't tune out just yet because it's actually quite good. Because this one doesn't just take inspiration from Vampire Survivors. It's also a very strong spiritual successor to Geometry Wars, which was perhaps the best Xbox Live Arcade game. Certainly one of the best. And, I mean, Braid was there, but there ain't no point to that game. All I can say about Rhythm Storm is it's a very creative sort of endeavor. You can see a lot of good ideas that I think a lot of lesser games might miss. You've got toggleable, activatable abilities. You pick what kind of upgrades you're going to see throughout the run. You've got your requisite meta progression and all that, but it's actually quite good. It's very intuitive, very fun. And unlike a lot of these games, you can actually win on your very first go-through if you're just good enough, which I think a lot of roguelites miss, is just the ability to win on your first try rather than being gated off arbitrarily. What else? What was the other thing I was playing? Casualties Unknown. I played the demo for that, which was pitched to me as just being a very unforgiving, furry exploration game where your character self-harms if they get too depressed, and that sounded like the kind of thing I might be interested in. And sure enough, I get off the landing craft and I get swept away by liquid algae. And my little character like breaks their leg, and just for the rest of the run, it just cascades to a point of a slow, horrific death. I mean, really, the most horrific representation of death I think I have ever seen in any video game. So if you do want to try it out for yourself, be warned, it's grim. It's I was like, oh my god, it takes a good amount to shake me, and I was like, damn, that's something else. But yeah, not a whole lot else. Just been writing, keeping up the writing, playing some games, just chilling. Oh, and I did all that basement construction, but we don't have any time to talk about that, and really it's not that fun to talk about. Just installing a drop ceiling, it's the kind of thing that makes you want to pull your teeth out while you're doing it. Anyway, Psych Radio tonight for the music. We've got a lot of down-tempo, kind of ambient-ish stuff. And I think for the last 15-20 minutes or so, we're just going to take it in a drum and bass kind of direction. So coming up first here, we've got Bathysphere and Chris Zippel, only on Psych Radio. Thank you.
forth into the field. Let us go out early to the vineyards and see whether the vines have budded, whether the blossoms have opened, and the mandrakes give forth fragrance.
Pathosphere and Chris Zippel. Maybe it's Zippel. He's German. I don't know. Anyway, I always like to have some little facts ready about whatever artist is coming up next. At the very least, I like to have some sort of thing to say. And this is something I've complained about before on the show, I'm certain. And it's fairly recently I've complained about it too, but the complaint never stops being relevant is that so many of these artists have backgrounds and history and, you know, what happened when they released this music, when they developed it, how did they make it, when did they make it, you know. There's so many things about these artists that goes completely undocumented and is lost while the music itself is preserved. And it's kind of funny to think about that way, because when you think about losing music, you know, losing access to music, obviously what you're going to think about, what's going to be the first point of consideration and concern is going to be losing access to the music itself. But I think the history of the music being lost is as much a tragedy of, you know, losing any sort of information. It would be as tragic to lose the music as it is to lose the history of it. And, you know, it kind of depresses me to think that the only thing that has lasted for a lot of these artists, because, you know, so a lot of this music I'm playing is from the, you know, even the 2000s seems like, well, there should be more. There should be, you know, some of this backed up. There should be information out there, and there just isn't. And, you know, it's a little bewildering to think that of these artists, what survived was their music and, you know, their commercial promotional blurbs that were very clearly written to kind of like big up their PR and not so much to, you know, showcase who they were, you know, written more as a pitch for investors and marketers than for people to remember them by. And I don't know, I think it's just, it's sad and it sucks that you can put in the work to make these albums and make this music and then, you know, not have someone put in as much work to remember the person who made it. So, you know, if anything else, plea for the future from Mr. Psychbomb here. Please, when you find an artist you like, make sure to, you know, talk a little bit about them. You know, make sure that they live on as well as their music. Not that they live on through their music, but that they live on and their music lives on. Anyway, coming up next, three artists I couldn't find much of anything about: Miyako Koda, Everything But the Girl, and Belladonna. That was Miyako Koda, Everything But the Girl, and Belladonna. So for this final segment of the night, I'd like to complain one more time. And I know it's a little uncouth to complain twice in three talking segments, but about 2 years ago, you could go on YouTube and type in something like PlayStation 2 ambient mix or GameCube jungle, you know, just a console and a genre, and people would collect music from the games that were on those systems that belonged to that genre into hour to 2 hour long playlists. And they were phenomenal. They were so good at what they did. Every single one of those playlists served an incredible function of collecting video game music, which has historically been some of the most disrespected and poorly maintained. You know, like, you can't buy like most video game soundtracks full stop, let alone the ones that are currently out of print. These were phenomenal, not archival projects necessarily, but kind of a categorization systems, kind of like a Dewey Decimal, you know, like the way a library works, where they already have the books sorted out for you. You just need to go there and like pick them out for yourself. And these were kind of like reading lists almost. It was really, really outstanding sort of ecology that developed from these videos. And something happened in the past couple of years, and I don't know what it was. I mean, I know what it was, but basically every single one of these channels now is drowned out under a tide of AI garbage, fake songs, fake PS2, you know, whatever songs that people have generated with bots that sound reasonably like something that could happen, but tend to be either incredibly formulaic or very obvious ripoffs of existing music. And it's such a headache to just see something that was once so beautiful, and so important to me at the very least, get co-opted by garbage, just complete AI slop. And a lot of people don't realize that these are AI channels. You'll see a lot of very supportive comments, and then like one or two people will be like, hey, this is AI, because you can't really hear AI quite the way you can see AI. AI is like decent at making music in the sense that it can make something very formulaic and just like steal a song. And if it's a song you don't recognize, then you're going to think like, oh, that's an original song, but it's stolen. So, you know, it's, anyway, that's maybe a little hint at what the theme of next week might be. But until then, we've got Mitch Murder. And then just to wrap things up, we've got some DNB. We've got Net to Tennis and Chain Dive to close out Psych Radio. That was Mitch Murder, Net to Tennis, and Chain Dive. And this has been Psych Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed yourself, and I'll see you next week, same time, with a special show. We're doing another theme night. See you then.